He lives. The First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles have earnestly borne testimony of our Savior Jesus Christ. Their testimony stand as witnesses that Jesus is our Heavenly Father's only begotten Son, the great Jehovah of the Old Testament, and the Messiah of the New Testament. Individually in the following pages and collectively, the Latter-day prophets, seers, and revelators teach of the Savior and bear witness that He lives. President Gordon B. Hinckley, He lives, the Savior and Redeemer of all mankind, whose atonement came as an act of grace for the entire world. He has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. He has brought meaning to our mortal existence. He has given us the gift of eternal life. God be thanked for the gift of His Son, the Redeemer of the world, the Savior of mankind, the Prince of life and peace, the Holy One. A Testimony of the Son of God, Liahona and Ensign, December 2002, pages 4 through 5. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Jesus Christ is a teacher of truth, but He is more than a teacher. He is the exemplar of the perfect life, but He is more than an exemplar. He is the great physician, but He is more than a physician. He is the literal Savior of the world. I testify to you that He lives, and that through Him we too shall live. The Way of the Master, Liahona and Ensign, January 2003, page 7. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. As the only begotten Son of the Father in the flesh, Jesus inherited divine attributes. He was the only person ever born into mortality who could perform this most significant and supernal act. As the only sinless man who ever lived on this earth, He was not subject to spiritual death. Because of His Godhood, He also possessed power over physical death. Thus He did for us what we cannot do for ourselves. The Atonement, Our Greatest Hope, Liahona, January 2002, page 20, Ensign, November 2001, page 19. President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. I bear witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He lives. He is our Redeemer and is our Savior. He presides over this church. He is no stranger to His servants here. And as we move into the future with quiet confidence, His Spirit will be with us. The Peaceable Followers of Christ, Liahona, December 1998, page 24. Ensign, April 1998, page 67. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Jesus Christ's atoning sacrifice for all mankind is the centerpiece of the history of our Father in Heaven's children here on earth. Each of us who accepts the divine plan must accept the role of our Savior and covenant to keep His laws that our Father has developed for us. As we accept Christ in spirit and in deed, we may win our salvation. Sacrament of the Lord's Supper, Ensign, May 1996, page 53. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Just as a well-educated musician can recognize the composer of a symphony by its style and structure, so a well-educated surgeon can recognize the Creator of human beings by the similarity of style and structure of our anatomy. This similarity provides additional evidence and deep spiritual confirmation of our divine creation by our same Creator. Jesus Christ, our Master and more, Liahona and Ensign, April 2000, page 6. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. When we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we must have trust in Him. We must trust Him enough that we are content to accept His will, knowing that He knows what is best for us. We understand the meaning of the Savior's words, "If ye will have faith in Me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in Me." Moroni chapter 7, verse 33. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Ensign, May 1994, pages 99 through 100. Elder M. Russell Ballard, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. God, our eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, have spoken again from the heavens, and have called prophets and apostles to teach the fullness of the everlasting gospel. That is a glorious thing to know. It changes the course of your life to a safer one, because it provides an anchor that helps hold you fast to the teachings of the gospel. Steadfast in Christ, Ensigned, December 1993, page 50. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. In a premortal council at which we were all present, the Savior led the forces of good against those of Satan and his followers in a battle for the souls of men that began before this world was formed. That conflict continues today. We were all on the side of Jesus then. We are on the side of Jesus today. Christians in Belief and Action, Ensign, November 1996, page 71. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. I know that the Savior lives, that He is a resurrected, glorified personage of perfect love. I witness that He gave His life that we might live with Him eternally. He is our hope, our mediator, our redeemer. He lives, Liahona, January 2000, page 108, Ensign, November 1999, page 89. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Jesus Christ is the light of the atonement fulfilled in the Garden of Gethsemane and on Golgotha, who took upon Himself the sins of the world, that all mankind may obtain eternal salvation. He is the light of the empty tomb. He is my light, my Redeemer, my Savior, and yours. Out of darkness into His marvelous light, Liahona, July 2002, pages 79 through 80, Ensign, May 2002, pages 71 through 72. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. I testify of God's love and the Savior's power to calm the storm. Always remember in that biblical story of Peter walking on the water, that Christ was out there on the water also. Only one who has fought against these ominous waves is justified in telling us, as well as the sea, to be still. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Only one who has taken the full brunt of such adversity could ever be justified in telling us in such times to be of good cheer. John chapter 16, verse 33. And High Priest of Good Things to Come, Liahona, January 2000, page 43, Ensign, November 1999, page 37. Elder Henry B. Irene of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Jesus Christ is the light and the life of the world. If we do not choose to move toward Him, we will find that we have moved away. Whether or not you choose to keep your covenant to always remember Him, He always remembers you. Always. Ensign, October 1999, page 12. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The atonement of Jesus Christ is real. It brings immortality to all and opens the door to eternal life. The gospel of Jesus Christ is again on the earth. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true and living. The opportunity to testify, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 76. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. I testify and witness that Jesus is the Christ. He is our Redeemer and our Savior, and He lives. And I testify that the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ and His true Church have been restored to the earth. In the strength of the Lord, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 78. End of the section, He Lives.